Now let's go to our third story. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has voiced doubt about Washington's determination to reach an agreement on Iran's nuclear energy program. Iran's foreign minister said Washington's talk about new sanctions in recent months has caused a great deal of concern in Iran about whether the U.S. is serious about wanting to reach an agreement. He said it's still possible to reach a deal on Iran's nuclear energy program because they have no other option, and the only way to resolve the issue is through negotiations. Zarif made the remarks on the first day of talks in Vienna between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany on reaching a permanent agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Earlier, Zarif said that the deal is achievable but would take more than one or two sittings to reach.
Iran has begun formal talks with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany in Vienna, aimed at reaching a final agreement on the Islamic Republic's nuclear energy program. Michael Mann is a spokesperson for the European Union foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton. Ashton represents the P5 plus one in today's talks. Mann said discussions between Ashton and the head of the Iranian delegation, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, were held in a good working atmosphere.
The overall objective remains to seek a comprehensive solution that would ensure that Iran's nuclear program is exclusively peaceful.
This is the first round of high-level negotiations held between Iran and United States, Britain, France, Russia, China and Germany after they reached a landmark interim deal in Geneva in November last year. Mann said he doesn't think there will be a final agreement this round of talks, but definitely progress, as both sides are pushing for it.
We want to make good progress over these next couple of days in Vienna in the hopes of reaching a final agreement as soon as possible.
Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said after the first round of talks that he's optimistic about these negotiations, but is also not expecting a final agreement to come out soon, that is, within the next few days. Sarah Shakli, Press TV, Vienna.
Well, for more on this, let's go to Boston and talk to Karl Afrasiabi, author and political scientist. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Afrasiabi, just how serious is the United States in these nuclear talks? Of course, we hear that the Iranian foreign minister himself has also expressed doubt about Washington's political will.
Yes, and for good reasons, because of all the negative expressions that have followed the signing of the Geneva Agreement from Washington officials led by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, as well as the chief negotiator Wendy Sherman. So there is a bit of a confidence deficit that needs to be wiped away in order for the talks to progress and hopefully reach fruition in a few weeks or a few months from now. But right now there's a wall of distrust that needs to be removed.
And of course, what will be the consequences for Washington if the nuclear talks fail?
Yes, of course. And you know, the administration of President Obama has vested a lot of its credibility and prestige online, so there'd be a great loss of political capital. And you know, any final agreement has to be sold to the recalcitrant U.S. Congress, and there has to be a lot of political will in the White House in order to generate support in the Congress for any final comprehensive agreement with Iran. And right now we are at a very preliminary stage, and both sides have been upbeat after day one, trying to set the agenda for the next few days and so on. And you know, there's a lot of political pitch battle in terms of what should and shouldn't be on the table. And of course, Iranians are vehemently opposed to the idea of dismantling any part of the nuclear infrastructure.
And of course, how do you think Iran will respond if the talks break down? Will it mean going back to square one?
Inevitably, but I think that both sides have vested interest in seeing progress and the lack of failure because of their mutual interest in resolving this vexing nuclear issue. And the Iranians have already implemented their part of the bargain, and so far the process of implementation has been rather smooth. And not only that, Iran has also made substantial progress in terms of its cooperation with the Atomic Agency, and these are very significant developments parallel to these talks that will surely help the process.
And of course, we've constantly seen that Washington has caused obstacles in these talks. How do you think the European partners of the P5 plus one view Washington's actions?
Well, you know, the French president met President Obama recently, and apparently they're trying to be on the same page with respect to Iran. Germany has been very eager to see the resolution of the nuclear crisis, and I think that you know, England is following the same path. So the Europeans are keen because there are much more economic interests at stake with Iran than is the case with the United States. And they could be very instrumental in pushing the United States toward a more productive and conciliatory approach.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Dikov Afriel-Zobi, author and political scientist from Boston. Thanks for your time there, sir.